Final hour DDC on this Thursday afternoon. Gorgeous day here in Nashville. Darren McFarland, Derek Mason with you. Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet, 32 Thoughts, Hockey Night in Canada now joins us. Elliot, how you doing? How was your week off?
It was good. I've got a tan. That's the most important thing, guys. That's all that matters.
Was it a fake?
You don't have a tan after your week off. It's a disgrace, really.
Was it a fake bake or was it all au naturel?
No. I don't fake bake. I think that's lame. That's like cheating, right? I think fake bake is unacceptable. I was in Naples for a few days, so I got a real tan.
Good for you. Okay. So a spirited night. It was a fun game. It ended poorly, but, man, was it a fun game to be at. It was an electric atmosphere. Man, we had I had Tomasino up upstairs for post game, and man, he was just wide eyed. That was game 80, and it was almost like talking to him. It was like a welcome to the NHL. I mean, he was like, okay, well, this is what it's going to be like in the playoffs. It was a man's game for sure.
If that
ends up being the first round matchup, what do you think of Calgary and Nashville?
Well, look, I think if you take a look at your games against Calgary this year, they've been really even.
Yeah.
Like at this time of the year, one of the things that I always do is I throw out the overtime and shootout records. Those matter in the regular season, but those don't matter anymore. We don't have 4-on-4 over or 3-on-3 overtime in the playoffs, and we don't have a shootout in the playoffs. The playoffs are the same as the regular season main games. So everything you saw in the regular season, that's the way these games get played for 60 minutes. So I look at anything that happened in a shootout or overtime with you guys this year in the Flames, I throw it out. You guys were very evenly matched. I'll tell you, I had buddies texting me during that game the other night saying to me, boy, I hope this is a playoff series. I can't wait to watch this in the playoffs. So people up here, too, were excited. I mean, I don't know if you saw Lucic's quote, but he said it was one of the five best games he's ever played, and the guy's played 1,000 games.
Mm.
He said it was one of the best games he's ever been a part of. He enjoyed it that much. But, you know, now, unfortunately, we've got Saros looming large over this, and I just hope it doesn't change too much the equations. You guys deserve better after the year you've had.
Does Lucic talk like Sylvester Stallone and Rocky? Because that's what he looks. His facial expression. He looks like Sly and Rocky. Is that the way he talks?
I'll tell you this: he could punch like Sylvester Stallone.
Oh
and Rocky.
Boy, could he ever? Yeah.
You know, so he's doing this thing right now, and if you search it, you can find it. So a few weeks ago, they came in to Calgary had lost two in a row, and we had a Saturday night game. And he walked in this black suit. I think it was a black shirt, too. And he had a mean look on his face in the rink in Calgary. And they showed us this walk-in, and we showed it in the intermission. And we joked that when we saw it, we predicted Calgary to win by 10. Because he walked in like just looking like he's the first person he saw he was going to pummel them. And nobody can pull this off like this guy can. He just looks the part.
Yeah.
And so he saw it on TV, someone told me a couple of days later, and he loved it. So for almost every Calgary home game since then, he's been doing a variation of that. So he loves, look, that's his identity. That's who he is. He's not the scorer he used to be. He loves to play off the tough guy act, and he can deliver. He is still one of the toughest guys in the league.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people, Elliot, wearing black suits here today because they're mourning, trying to figure out what is going to be the status of UC Saros moving forward. So we were bringing up your tweets yesterday on the show before the team took off, or right as the team, I guess, was taking off to Denver for tonight's contest against the Avs. Clearly, he's not going to play the last two games of the regular season, but are you hearing anything on possible availability for the playoffs or not?
Like,
oh boy, I don't like that big sigh.
Yeah, you're not You know, you're not going to get a lot of truth at this time of year, and I think we recognize that and we understand it. I don't always like it, but I understand it. And as you guys know, David Poile is as old as old school gets. Like, there's a way he does business, and he does not like injuries to get out. And, like, there's been no confirmation of anything, and that's the way he prefers it. But, you know, what I've heard is that it's going to be a challenge. I never like to make pronouncements because early in my career I said a guy was going to miss game one, and he played game one, and I felt like a big dumb idiot. So I'm very careful about these kinds of things, but I think it's going to be a real challenge for him, unfortunately.
Elijah, I'm going to give you a couple seconds to see if you can pull this up real quick. I'll stall, but and get Hines's comments this morning on our morning show. So, John,
actually, as a matter of fact, I retweeted them. I listened.
Okay, so you heard John's. Well, let's just play it for people who did not hear Head Coach John Hines on our morning show this morning when asked about UC Soros.
Right now, Juice is, I mean, he's still getting evaluated basically on how we're going to, you know, what his time frame is going to be. We're hopeful, but you know, I think at this point in time, it's important for him to get a little bit of rest, let the things settle down, and then, you know, see where he goes from here over the next few days.
Okay, we're hopeful, want things to settle down. What did that, we've already talked about it, kind of just gave our opinions on the show. What is your opinion, and what do you hear from the head coach when you hear that?
Well, I think what happens is, like, sometimes it is true. Like, if you've ever been injured, sometimes you don't know right away.
Yes.
It takes a couple of days to determine, and whether it's swelling or whatever the case is, sometimes it does take a couple of days. So I think that's, you know, very legitimate. But, you know, and I'm sure on some level what Hines is hoping for is that maybe whatever deity I pray to listens to my prayers, and we get really good news out of this. All I can tell you is that there, you know, while nobody knew for sure, they were worried about it. That's the best way I could say it.
Okay, there's been a lot of we've had a lot of fun today on the show, and there's been I made this proclamation, so I'm going to need your help to know if I'm going to need to start sweating, or if we could just put this to bed and I can feel really good about it. But we've been getting flooded with text and calls and people, fans' feedback on, oh, if this has happened. Of course, it started with a lot of Pekka, you know, bring back Pekka. You know, it's like, okay, well, I think we had fun with that. But there's a lot of fans that Yaroslav Askarov, they want to see him in there. And I was like, guys, can we please stop with this? Like, there's no way. He's in Russia. He's still unsigned. They are not putting him in. He's still a baby. They're not putting him in the playoffs. I was like, if for the love of our text line, please stop asking those questions. If it happens, I will get a shrine of him on my back. I have no tattoos, but I will get a back tattoo, and it'll be a shrine of Askarov. I don't have anything to worry about, right?
You know, I got to tell you, I kind of want it to happen now.
Yeah, well, that's the feedback we're getting, Ellie. There's everything shifted to the rest of the show has been like now people are actively rooting. In fact, one listener said, I would accept a 10-2 loss in game one of the playoffs if it meant you get the back tattoo.
Man, I wonder what David Poile thinks of that, or John Hines. Yeah. Hey, we lost 10-2, but at least there's back tattoos coming. You know what? I'll look into it. I hadn't heard that. I will say this. I have not heard it. And to be honest, I'm not really sure that would even just be possible right now with the whole situation being what it is, unfortunately. I'll just say this, Chase. I haven't heard it. I haven't heard that as a scenario. I think the most interesting thing is there a chance in game one that Connor Ingram's your starting goalie? Hmm. Like, I know Riddick's been up here all year, but, you know, he's... And that was a really tough one to go into the other night. Like, you've been sitting basically cold for 2 hours and you have to go in. But, you know, I know that you guys haven't always been comfortable with Riddick this year. I think my bigger question right now is there any chance Connor Ingram's starting game one of the playoffs?
Well, I guess that's what everyone's asking or wondering right about.
We've
now.
Talked about that.
Who's going to be the goalie? Headed
who's
into the
going,
playoff.
Who's going in Colorado tonight? Who's, do we know yet?
Well, John Hines said that Reddick and Ingram are going to split the starts. So
I heard that.
One is going to start tonight and the other, but there's no definitive answer on
who
which one it's going to be.
Who are you guys playing tomorrow again?
Arizona, the one that just came back and beat Dallas last night after trailing 3-0.
I'll tell you something.
Beat Minnesota
earlier
in the week.
Yeah, Arizona's finished up strong. But I'll tell you this. You know, like, going to be really curious to see who's coming out of the chute to play Colorado tonight. Because I'll tell you this, like, I've known coaches like this. I've known coaches who will say, if there's any chance Connor Ingram is going to play game one, let's just say, assume you guys are going to play the Avalanche, okay, for a second. If there's any chance Connor Ingram is going to play game one, there'll be coaches who say, I want him playing Colorado tonight because I want him to see him. And I also know coaches who will say, if there's any chance Connor Ingram is playing game one and it's Colorado, I don't want Colorado to see him.
Strategy there.
Yeah. We totally overthink ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
We'll talk with Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet. Before we let you out of here, Elliot, if indeed Soros can't go in the first round, how does a series between Calgary and or Colorado look without Soros in net?
You know, Derek, it's a big challenge. Like, you know, I remember there was a basketball coach up here, Daryl Walker. He was the second coach of the Toronto Raptors, and he always used to say, "One man's injury is another man's opportunity." And I always liked that saying. I think that if you're the person who's sort of next man up, you have to have that mentality and the team has to do it. But it's a huge challenge. Like, Saros has had a Vezina Trophy year. I'm not sure he's going to win it, but he's one of the best goalies in the league. And, you know, it's an opportunity for Ingram or it's an opportunity for Riddick to show what they're capable of and to step up. But I'm not telling you guys any news. It's a much bigger challenge. Like, Colorado can score. Calgary can score. It's a much bigger challenge, and everybody in front of them's got to be 5% better too.
Okay, real quick on the way out, Elliot, just because you've been doing so much reporting on it, and it's been now it's official. Vegas is out of the playoffs for the first time in their franchise history, so we know they're not going to have any postseason play, but the whole Robin Leonard situation and just – it sounds like there's been – I mean, we know they've had injury issues, but it sounds like there's been kind of a hot mess going on behind the scenes. Can you kind of give us the Cliff Notes version of what's been going on in Vegas? Like I said, I know you've been all over this story.
Yeah, I mean, Robin Leonard's been playing hurt like a lot of their guys have. He's going to have surgery on his shoulder, they announced, but I think he's got another injury or two. And he got very upset at some of the criticism he was taking and being pulled from a game last Wednesday night, a week ago yesterday, against Washington. And he went in on Thursday and basically, from what I understand, said, that's it. You know, I it's time. I don't like I'm going to go have surgery. And, like, he was mad at them. And, like, well, someone has been telling me, just wait, because this one's complicated. It's going to continue to evolve. But basically, he was upset and frustrated. And there was talk about, you know, can you still play? You know, things like that. But he decided, no, he needed to have surgery, and the doctor said he's definitely going to need surgery. But there's, you know, if you've listened to Peter DeBoer in the past couple of days, the coach, he's been kind of talking about, you know, I'm concentrating about the guys who are playing hurt here. So I just think this has been a really hard year in Vegas. They've never had a season like this. They've never failed to – they've never been missed the playoffs before. This is the first time ever. And I just think the stress and some of the things that have happened, the Fleury trade, the aborted Dadonov trade, I just think it all turned into a big cauldron of punishment this year. Ooh. And I just think that when it's over and people start talking, you know, I'm just really curious to hear what people are going to have to say. I think they're, you know, that's a team that's not used to this. And I think we're all wondering what's going to be the fallout.
Interesting. Well done. Okay, so overthinking and making lousy predictions, and we've been making predictions all day, so let's just keep with that theme. So I'll start it. So Darren is going – I'm going with Riddick tonight, so we can laugh about it next week, right? Well, somebody's going to be right unless we all say the same thing. So I'm going to go Riddick tonight, Ingram tomorrow. Derek, what do you got?
I'm with you on the same. Riddick tonight, okay. Ingram tomorrow.
So Riddick tonight, Ingram tomorrow. Elliot, you finish it up. What do you got? Are you going to overthink? You going to overthink and swap?
I want to be the contrarian. I really do. I think you guys are right. I think you guys are right because I think in some ways you probably have to say to Riddick, let's see what he can do, okay, now that he might be the number one guy. But for bragging rights and to give you someone to trash tomorrow, I'll go with Ingram Riddick.
Thank you, because that'll give us some fodder. We can laugh about it tomorrow and have fun tomorrow, and then we'll have fun next week when we talk about it with you.
That'll be all right, good. Guys. Chat then.
Thank you, Elliot. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, guys.
Elliot Freeman, he's so good. Every week, Thursdays at 1 o'clock. Sportsnet 32 Thoughts, Hockey Night in Canada. We'll come back, continue the discussion on the other side here on the DDC ESPN 102.5 The Game. You can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. Good stuff from Elliot Freeman. Really good stuff. And, yes, if you didn't hear, the Vegas Golden Knights, done. No playoffs for them. First time in franchise history. The Stars were up 3-0 last night on the Coyotes and freaking lost at home.
Wow.
Now, not in regulation, so they did get a point, and there's a reason I'm bringing that up, but they were in control and lost 4-3 in OT. And you had Wedgwood in between the pipes for Dallas against the Coyotes. They still lost, but they did jump in front of the Predators in that wild card spot. So they're in the first wild card spot currently. With 96 points, they have one game left. The Predators have tonight and tomorrow, of course, against Colorado and Arizona, and they have 95 points. So the playoffs are set. Like, both conferences, the 8 teams, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's in. There's no mystery on who's in and who's out. But now you've got Nashville and Dallas jockeying for position. And, oh, by the way, Edmonton and L.A. L.A. is now just two points behind Edmonton for that second spot in the Pacific. So jockeying for home ice. Minnesota, St. Louis will be jockeying for home ice in that first round matchup. So, all right, let's talk about how this plays out. So It was an interesting school of thought. So Elliot thought we were going to be right. We're just guessing. Mm-hmm. David Riddick tonight, Connor Ingram tomorrow to close out the regular season. But that was interesting, like how he brought two different elements up of, hey, one, if David Riddick is who you're going with, you want to see him against Colorado or you don't want to see him. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want him, but either you want him playing or you don't want him playing. So I don't know how you look at that. I mean, that's for them to know behind the scenes, but it is an interesting discussion to bring up on the show. And I don't obviously know what their, since I guess we said Riddick and Ingram, I guess there's your answer. But what did you think about him possibly saying Ingram to start game one? We've talked about that. I just don't see it. I don't see it.
I get his logic.
Yeah.
I do, because you have a young kid that hasn't, I mean, he played, what, 2 games in the NHL, and that was early on. Won one, lost one. So I can understand why he would say, listen, let's see what happens if we put him in the net against a potential first round opponent and see how he does. Now, that can also be, you know, sort of, in a sense, fool's gold, because it all depends on who Colorado is playing out there, you know, who is going to be in their lineup. And you throw Ingram out there and he's not playing against who he would play against in the playoffs. So, I mean, you're almost doing him a disservice, because now it's backfired on you. You're playing him because you think this could be our first round opponent, so let's throw the young guy in and see how he reacts. Well, Colorado may throw a curveball and say, listen, we're sitting our guys. We're going to let some younger guys play. We're going to bring some guys just to sit our guys. So how do you then get a full sort of assessment on how he would do playing against that team in the playoffs?
Right.
You know, so it's on one end, it could work. On the other hand, it could backfire on you as well.
But you also don't know how Colorado's going to play tonight. Like, well,
yeah.
With nothing to play for.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I can backfire on you, because you may not get the guys, you know, you may not get the same energy from those guys that you will get from them in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt that's going to be the case. You're not going to get the same Colorado team. They're just coasting to the finish line. They're just like, hey, everybody just stay upright and healthy, and because they're locked in. There's nothing that's going to change with them.
Exactly.
Like, they are the one seed, and that's that. Well, we have our answer. Ironically, it was done during the break. And so Ryan on Twitter, and I was just looking at the timestamp, it was done during the break. So our picks were already locked in. We didn't. Mm-hmm. The head coach had not determined, but the head coach has spoken. John Hines has said who will start tonight and who will start tomorrow night. Do you want me to go on and unveil that, or do you want me to come back with it?
Let's come back with it.
Yeah, I like where your head's at. See? Getting this radio stuff down.
Uh-huh.
This is where Law and Order should be playing.
Dum, 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 dum.
Behind me. Head coach has spoken. Who will start tonight and who will start tomorrow night? He just said it out in Denver. We'll reveal what it is, who was right, who was wrong. We'll discuss that as well. ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're going to have a really cool event, Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament. It'll benefit the Folds of Honor. That'll be May 16th at Hermitage Golf Course, where we were at on Monday doing our show. It's a great golf course. Put your team together. Come play with athletes, musicians, and other local celebrities. Sign up at thegamenashville.com/golf. Looking forward to that event on May 16th, and we're excited to be teamed up with that. Back here on the DDC, John Hines, head coach of the Predators, has spoken. And David Riddick will be in net tonight in Colorado. Winner, winner. Chicken dinner. Connor Ingram tomorrow night against Arizona. So should we screenshot that and send that to Elliot?
I think you
tag
need
us?
To. I think you need to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you need to.
I think we need to do that too. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Boom.
Boom.
We got it right. So, by the way, let me just go on and clear this up. So I do want to pass this along because we've had a lot of fun. Jeff in Kingston Springs on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com, says Askarov would not be eligible for the postseason roster, even if the Predators wanted to bring him in. I know he is unsigned, but I didn't know he was. According to him, he's saying he's can't even be eligible for the postseason. So there's that. If that is true, but that's just something on our text line.
Uh-huh.
I know that he is, he's not currently signed, but I guess he had to have been signed before the deadline, I think, to be eligible for the playoffs. So there's that. So there, even more. That's exactly why I was so emphatic. Like, no back tattoo for me.
There
no
you
back
go.
No back tattoo for you.
Dang
we call
it.
Him now. We call
Gosh.
Him. No back
Gosh.
Tattoo for you.
Man, I wanted you to get that back tat, man.
Nope.
I wanted you to get that ink.
No stamp.
Straight up.
A stamp on this back.
I want you to get that ink.
It'll
take them hours to put all that on.
Oh, and I would have been crying too. Like, ah, ooh, ah, ah, what are you doing? Ah!
Like, Darren, we hadn't even touched you yet.
He hasn't even started. What?
We're just drawing on your back, man.
Oh, I thought we were well into this. Ah! He hasn't even touched you yet. Like, like that would have been hours of just you guys just would have been roasting me.
Oh, of course. We'd have live streamed it, everything. Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is, Twitter.
We'll invent our own streaming platform, yes, just so more people can see it.
Oh, man.
We haven't even started. We're just getting the machine ready.
Darren,
it's not even plugged in.
Darren, I just put the paper on you. I
would have been
the
like
sheet
a,
on your back,
like
man.
A 5-year-old on a road trip. Are we done yet? Yeah. I just drew the first line. Are we done yet? Is it done? So I did not like Elliot's pause on my question about UC Soros. Like, what are you hearing?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, there was like a big deep breath. I'm like, that's not good. That's not good. And we've been kind of hinting, right? It doesn't mm-hmm. feel good. There's nothing about it that feels good at all mm-hmm. where you could see this miraculous, right? Like, he's ready to – game one, he's ready to go. I'm here to report. He's ready to go. Oh, my gosh, Roger Clemens. UC Soros is in the suite. UC Soros is in the suite or in the crease.
It doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh, UC Soros is in the crease. We all remember that, right?
Yeah.
The Yankees game?
Uh-huh. Gosh. And he hadn't even hit the field yet. He was just in
right.
the suite.
Right, just in the suite. He's in the damn box. In the owner's box.
Oh, man.
It just doesn't feel good. It doesn't mean we're certainly not trying to be a wet blanket, but I would probably, if I'm being honest, again, we're just being honest. Some of you may not want to hear this, but just if you honest thoughts, I'd probably be more surprised that he plays than if he did.
You want us to be Frank, or do you want us to flatter you? I don't know nobody named Frank. No.
Well, you played with a Frank.
Yes, I did. It's a hell of a player. We can flatter you by saying, hey, you know what? Anything can happen. He can show up, you know, and be ready for the first game, first round. We can say that. But, I mean, the likelihood is it's just not looking good if you just listen to what the coach, listen to his demeanor, his tone. Because I'm sure if they had something more substantial and it was leaning more toward him playing, there's no way he could hide. I'm not saying he would be excited, but there's no way he could hide the fact that he believes in his mind that Soros would play the first game or the second game or the third game. You just can't hide something like that after, you know, your goalie walks off, well, limps off, need to be helped off the ice. If you come back and it finds out, well, you know, he might just be okay for the first game. I don't think, as much as you would try to keep that close knit when asked about it, I don't think you could hide your excitement, so to speak, of him, of knowing you will have him some point in this series. And I just heard a coach that was like, you know, man, we were dealt a bad hand. You know, heading into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And we just got to wait and see, you know. It didn't seem too optimistic. He didn't seem too optimistic, but, hey, with a little treatment, a little, you know, little Karate Kid rubbing of the hands, Mr. Miyagi, put it on the knee, he might be all right. He might, but knee, ankle, groin, whatever, he might be all right, you know?
Good reference.
Yeah, so that's always there.
Greg on our text line says, can we get Hal Gill to be the tattoo artist? They can sell tickets so we can all watch on Fang Vision. No, absolutely not. Let me just tell you right now. I'd leave the country. If I lost the bet and Hal Gill was the tattoo artist, I'd flee the country. I would.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
you
I'm
went
not
that
even
far?
Kidding. You guys would never hear from me again.
You wouldn't just look for another place to move,
no.
Like another state?
Heck no.
You would take it all the way across the border. You would. You're like, I'm gone.
Oh, if they said Skillsy's the tattoo artist, he's the one doing the ink on the back? No.
Oh, wow.
I love Skillsy, but no, I'm not letting him do that. He would. Yeah. First of all, he would enjoy that way too much.
Yeah.
He would be laughing his butt off at me, watching me scream.
And he wouldn't have a steady hand either, because he'd be laughing so much.
Oh yeah, no, he didn't. No, that's a no. That's a hell no. on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, Taylor asks, "Why did UC Saros travel with the team to Denver if he is injured? Just curious. I don't see why he wouldn't. I mean, why wouldn't he? Yeah. Wouldn't he continue to get treatment on the road? I mean, they're not coming home." And I know you could say, well, they could just fly him out later. But, I mean, they can – everybody's with the team. Yeah. So why wouldn't he just continue to get treatment and be monitored there with the team? I would be more surprised that he was here than with the team. That's not a tip or an indicator for me at all.
Mm-hmm.
You?
No, because if anything, he's there, you know, he's there for support, you know, if anything. And
right,
like
play
you said,
or not play,
exactly.
Like he needs there to be there
yeah,
either way.
There to support his team. And, oh, by the way, he gets treatment around the clock as well. Now, if he's back here in Nashville, he can't get that because everybody's gone, like you said. Well, he travels with the team, so now he can get constant treatment. You know, and they try to speed up that timetable for him. So...
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. That to people that have been trying to connect the dots on whether he would be on the flight or not or with the team, I don't view that as an indicator at all. I expected him to be on the flight and be with the team, no matter what. I expected him to be on this trip.
Yeah, we've had guys when I was playing that we knew was going to be out for a game or two, and they still went.
Let me put it this
to
way:
get treatment,
Derek,
and everything else.
This is how strongly I feel about it. The only way, in my mind, he wasn't going to be on the trip, we'd already know. Because the only way he's not on it, John Hines has come out and said, yeah, unfortunately, we have to shut UC Saros down for the season.
Mm-hmm. And for the season, he means playoff, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, shut him down for the year. Yeah. Regular season and the playoffs. That's the only way, to me, he's not on the flight with the team, is they've already ruled him out. Like, he's been ruled out the rest of the way. I expected him to be on the trip completely. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll come back. We'll make our final predictions. What do we think is going to happen tonight? Titans have the draft. Of course, the Predators have game 81 in Colorado at 8 o'clock, pregame at 7 o'clock. We'll do all that to wrap up Thursday's edition of DDC, ESPN 102.5 The Game. That'll get you in the mood for tonight's draft. Don't forget, we've got great deals. The deal of the week, Panay Patsa, is in West Nashville. Panay Patsa is Nashville's best and most authentic Italian restaurant, serving fresh farm-to-table dishes. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals right now. Get half off $30 gift card. Panay Patsa, while supplies last. We found our clip, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah. Huh? Susan Waldron.
Roger Clemens is in George's box, and Roger Clemens is coming back. Oh, my goodness gracious. Of all the dramatic things. athletic things I've ever seen. Roger Clemens standing right in George Steinbrenner's box announcing he is back. Roger Clemens is a New York Yankee.
Wouldn't that be awesome if Billy did that? Oh, my gosh, UC Saros is in the crease. Oh, my gosh, I'm looking at UC Saros. He's in between the pipes.
I can't believe it,
folks. I can't
believe
it, Mace.
He hobbled off on one leg, and now he's back. Oh, boy, see, Mace, do you see him? He's back.
How awesome would that be? Philly did that on Valley Sports. Man. I can't believe it. UC Saros is in the crease. Oh, my gosh.
No one thought this would happen.
Last week, he was hobbling down the tunnel.
It was done. He was done. Look at him now. I can't believe it.
He's back.
I can see Billy doing that.
I can see him. 74 is in net. 74 is in net.
C-Mace, is that? That's 74. Oh, he's back. Soros is in net. I didn't think it was going to happen. He's in net. C-Mace, did you see him? C-Mace like, yeah.
I see him, Billy.
Billy's going to kill us, man.
Oh, he is. Third and home tonight
yes.
for our draft coverage. And you're going to be a part of this.
Yes, I will.
In fact, LD from McMinnville said on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com, that he is depending on you to get after Stillman tonight when the Titans draft someone outside of who he wants. So when he goes crazy, LD's depending on you to keep Jared in check.
I'm bringing
That's
it.
A lot of responsibility.
Eh, I'm up for the challenge.
And who was Caroline talking about who's really tough? Who was she
that's
talking
what I
about?
Was, that's what I was trying to figure out, too.
He's really tough guy. He's
yeah,
really
tough, guy.
Tough.
Really tough guy.
Who's
is she talking about Stillman? Well, the way it was put together, it made it seem like.
That's why we need answers. Stillman, we need answers on that.
Yeah, we need to.
Who's
probably
the tough
not.
Guy?
Yeah. Yeah, probably not.
I'm with Vrabes, right?
Yeah. I think Caroline
she's,
needs
is she
to,
talking about you?
She needs to answer that question. Real tough guy. Real tough guy. I'm just messing with you, Caroline. But no, you need to answer that question.
Unnamed texter, this has been the most entertaining DDC to date.
Oh, well, I'm glad you loved okay. it.
I guess on one hand it's a compliment, but on the other hand, what are you saying?
We're a bunch of fools. But, they give you great information.
The other days it sucks. Today just happened to be good. What?
Was that probably not.
Was that a backhanded compliment?
No, I think he was saying like, man, this is one of the best that I've heard thus far. One of the best.
No one can accuse us of not having fun
yes.
today.
Yes. He's in it. Oh, look at him.
I'm here to tell you, he's in net. I was going to say in Denver or Calgary, but I don't know where they're going to be.
One of
I don't
the
know
cities.
Who they're going to play.
Yeah. You don't
Do you,
know.
That, look, you're never going to say this publicly, but mm-hmm. just come on. Let us in on the skinny. Mm-hmm. It's just us talking, okay? Do you secretly root for an opponent?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. And any player that is telling you different, they're lying to themselves. They will never say it publicly.
Or lying to us.
No, lying to us. But you, especially heading into the playoffs, you assess everything. Especially if you've beaten a team before. You're like, I would rather play that team than that team. You know what's going on. You know the lay of the land. Now, obviously, you know, you're not going to, we don't shy away from, you know, competing and going out there to win, but who wouldn't like a easier start to kick off the playoff? Who wouldn't? I mean, every team would. That's why, hence, that's why they got rankings. You know? If they didn't have rankings, they'd just throw teams in the hat and then pull them. You play this person, you play this player. They got rankings for a reason. You know? So if I'm the number one team and I'm playing the AC, then, hey, that's good. But if I'm AC, I'm like, man, I really don't want to play the number one seed unless you've had success against them. And that's why Elliot, you know, he phrased it,
yep,
them in Calgary, because them in Calgary, that's been a good matchup. That's a good matchup for the Preds.
They texted back and said it was the puberty talk that really got me going today. LOL. We did cover peach fuzz, Adam's apples, zits, acne.
We covered it all. I thought we covered all bases.
We did. We've got another text that says Stillman is not tough. He can't even change a battery in his smoke detector without calling the fire department.
I remember that.
That's a good point, Dexter.
Tough guy, real tough guy.
And that is a good way to end the show.
Oh my gosh! It's so gross!
Oh my gosh! No back tattoos today. Uh-huh. Not for
Dang
you.
Dang it.
You go home. No Dang back it. Tattoo for you.
I wanted to see it too.
Dang. All right, who they take on the way out? Come on. Who they take?
Who do they take?
Position. Just position. Let's name the position.
I think they go wide receiver.
Okay, so do I. I believe that. I believe they're going wide receiver. Elijah?
I got Zion Johnson. I think they'll go offensive line. They'll go with the connection here.
Wait till tomorrow when we start the show. Oh, my gosh, they took a running back. The Titans took a running back.
Listen, if they take a running back, you ain't going to be able to shut me up tomorrow.
Will you do that tonight? Too,
exactly.
To get it started?
Okay. Absolutely.
You go crazy.
D-Mace is coming in without a shirt tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, then I'm doing the show with you tomorrow for sure, so we can have a whole lot of fun. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you for listening. Good input today. Really, really good stuff. We'll find out what happens. Don't forget Predators in Colorado, 8 o'clock tonight. Puck drop, pregame at 7. Titans first round. Lots going on. Lots to discuss tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. We'll see you then.